Have we heard from any other allies about this decision from Canada? And do we have any suspicion as to whether they might take similar measures in the future?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question whether the EU, whether other nations across Asia will be looking at Canada as an example of something that they want to do. So far, most of those countries that we might expect to be closely aligned with Canada on this have already struck their own deals, the kind of deal that Canada just decided not to take. What they've been doing in Ottawa is striking trade deals with other countries across the globe in a way to diversify their economy and get some of the business that they're now no longer getting from the United States. So to my knowledge, we haven't heard any sort of explicit response. The EU is the one that's most interesting to me in this setting. But we do know that Canada is continuing to have negotiations with the EU. And you can imagine that those would be very well supported on both sides now, even more so than before, to try to help Canada get through this. I will say Canada definitely is feeling an economic impact because of this dispute with the U.S. These negotiations have already been ongoing since the start of President Trump's second term. They're feeling this. But the polling behind Carney's decision to stand up to President Trump is really, really high right now, in contrast to where President Trump's own approval ratings stand. So he's got a lot of support for this and a lot of reason to keep pushing.